This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Kofi Annan, one of the world's most celebrated diplomats and a charismatic symbol of the United Nations who rose through its ranks to become the first black African Secretary General, has died. He was 80. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
His foundation announced his death in Switzerland's capital Bern in a tweet saying he died after a short unspecified illness. It did not give details and remembered the Nobel Peace Prize winner as radiating genuine kindness, warmth and brilliance in all he did. Annan spent virtually his entire career as an administrator in the United Nations. His aristocratic style, cool-tempered elegance and political savvy helped guide his ascent to become its seventh Secretary General and the first hired from within. He served two terms. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Imran Khan has been sworn in as Pakistan's prime minister. The 65-year-old captured 176 of the 272 ballots cast in the lower house of parliament. His rival secured 96 votes. The opposition candidate is the younger brother of the former prime minister, who was convicted and sentenced last month to 10 years in jail on corruption charges. According to CNN, a report says that munitions experts say that a U.S.-made bomb was used by the Saudi-led coalition in a recent airstrike in Yemen that hit a busload of children in a marketplace. That killed 51 people, including 40 children. A spokesman for the Saudi-led coalition said earlier this month the airstrike targeted Houthi rebels in the market and conformed with international humanitarian law. U.S. President Barack Obama banned the sale of precision-guided weaponry to Saudi Arabia in 2016 after Saudi Arabia used a similar bomb in another deadly attack. The Trump administration overturned the ban. This is VOA News. Hundreds are dead in India's Kerala state and hundreds of thousands more forced from their homes in the latest flood as the total displaced for this monsoon season hits 2 million people. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports.
A makeshift bridge shows a desperate situation in India. More rains coming down this weekend on floods that have killed hundreds. And there's fears that even when the rain stops, waterborne illnesses will add to the death toll. These are fishermen trying to get the elderly and vulnerable into their boats. It's taking place in the state of Kerala, the worst flooding for that region in over a century.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Days after removing former CIA chief John Brennan's security clearance, U.S. President Trump is targeting the clearance of a Justice Department official. More from AP Sagar Magani.
The president's been blasting Bruce Orr, whose wife worked for the opposition research firm involved in compiling a dossier on Trump's ties to Russia. The president says Orr shouldn't even have a security clearance.
I think Bruce Orr is a disgrace. I suspect I'll be taking it away very quickly.
The move to take Brennan's clearance has drawn fire from several former national security officials, but the president's not backing off.
Security clearances are very important to me. Very, very important. And I've had a tremendous response for having done that.
Saying he's never respected Brennan, who has sharply criticized the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump again attacked Turkey over its continued detention of an American pastor. This Istanbul businessman spoke to Reuters about all of it.
We shouldn't make concessions. The United States is far away, but it wants to show its political strength in this region. Therefore, there's not much we can do. Let's keep up the resistance.
Pastor Andrew Brunson is at the center of the spat between Washington and Ankara. The White House says that he is innocent of terrorism charges, while Turkey insists his future must be determined by the courts. Jurors continue to deliberate evidence presented in the trial of President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, who faces 18 counts of tax and bank fraud. Mr. Trump spoke to reporters about the trial.
He worked for me for a very short period of time. But you know what? He happens to be a very good person. And I think it's very sad what they've done to Paul Manafort.
The case has drawn particular interest in the United States because it is the first trial conducted by special counsel Robert Mueller's prosecutors in a wide-ranging investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. elections. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.